The Women in Jazz Jam Festival is back, and it will be two nights. It'll be Friday night at the Knoxville Museum of Art. Just go ahead and tell you right now, if you're going to that one, get there early. And then at Knoxville Center Mall on Saturday, I have two folks here from the festival founder, Kelly Jolly, and our host of Jazz Jam, and then musician Faith Harris. How are y'all doing?
I'm good.
I'm doing well.
Yeah, excited.
Faith, are you excited?
I have never been so excited. I mean, I was excited the first year, but now that I'm doing it again, it's like I'm more excited than I was before.
Why was it so fun for you last year?
Because I've played with different musicians, but playing with all women, it does something different to me, and it empowers me just a little bit more. So that excitement is there, and the fact that I'm doing it again is just makes me elated.
Kelly, how did you put together this year's lineup? Because I know each year it's a little bit different.
We have a lot of returning people, so it wasn't hard to put together this year's lineup. The returning people came, and then we also have some people who are from out of Knoxville. We have Mary. She's coming from Chattanooga. And also we have women musicians who are not necessarily known for playing jazz or have that much jazz background, but they're interested in stretching out in that direction. So it's exciting to have people who are interested in exploring more of their talent through jazz, and also to bring in some of our friends from out of town.
So Friday night's at the Knoxville Museum of Art. Can you give me just a little walkthrough of when that starts, what all is going to be on that lineup?
The lineup for Friday night is an Alive After Five concert, which is their weekly concert series that begins at 6 p.m. and ends at 8:30 p.m. We play two sets with a break in between. There is a host restaurant that will be there serving dinners, and then they have other entertainers that will be there too. But we are the musical presenters, and our music will consist of jazz standards, a little bit of R&B and soul, and some blues. So that's what we'll do. And some of the songs include everybody, and some of the songs are features for different musicians and different vocalists. So that's what Alive After Five is. It's a concert from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And there are tables, round tables. You got to get there early to pick one, because usually it sells out early. The seats are usually taken before the show even starts. We'll have T-shirts there, too, some Women in Jazz Jam T-shirts.
Now, I'm the proud owner of two Women in Jazz Jam T-shirts. Last year, I bought the, almost like turquoise blue one.
Yeah, yeah. The blues were very popular. There's two colors that were, the most popular. The first year, the pink ones, I had to put in two orders. They sold so quickly. And then last year with the blue shirts. So the blue shirts are really nice. Even my husband, sometimes I look up, we'll go somewhere and I look and I'm like, he's got on a Women in Jazz Jam shirt.
Whenever I wear the Women in Jazz Jam shirt, I always get comments from people that say, oh, I went to that, or oh, I've heard of that. Faith, what about it as a musician? You said that you've never had so much fun playing music as you did last year. Why would that be?
I think it comes from the way I grew up in music. A lot of times when people would talk to me, they'd be like, oh, you're a great drummer as a female. And so it's almost as if my drumming was detached from who I was. But when I was there with the women, it was like, we're all women and we're all killing it. So when it came to Friday, when it came to playing, I had so much fun. The energy was amazing. I didn't realize I was tired until the next day. The energy was that great. So as a musician, it was just uplifting for me.
You know, and that's something that's interesting for me when I'm interviewing jazz musicians, female jazz musicians. It seems like no matter what instrument they play, whether it like be guitar, when Manette Sudler, I talked to her, and she was saying, Manette's probably 70-something years old. She goes, I still get those comments about, oh, you know, wow, a woman playing jazz guitar. She goes, I've been playing for 50 years. Does it kind of irritate you just a little bit?
I don't think it irritates me as much anymore because, yes, I'm a woman and I'm killing it. So I just see it now as a term of endearment.
Awesome. And do you have any role models as musicians?
As musicians, I always looked up to Billie Holiday. I loved her. I always have. And my first piano teacher was a woman, Miss Carol Shane. She played for the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. She was tough as nails, and I loved her for it. And honestly, as soon as I met Kelly, I was like, I love this woman. Like, I just want to look up to her because she's great. So over time, I've had these women who have been in my life who have impacted me as a musician.
What's the rehearsal like? Do you get a chance just to like sit around and talk, or is it all biz?
Oh, yes. I love those moments where we just sit and talk. Because sometimes I feel like only women get women's issues, and it's good to talk about it with women. And it's good to talk about how the music industry has opened itself up for women. And it's good to just talk, even if we're not talking about music, just talking about our life. Because I think that we can connect through music, but we can also connect through communication. So those moments where we're just talking and resting are great moments in rehearsals.
We start our rehearsals just like Carpet Bag starts their rehearsals. We always start like in circle. We check in. So every check-in, we take the time to listen to every single person in the room. And every single person in the room gets the mic without interruption. And we do that every rehearsal.
Wow. So everybody gets to put their voice in the room.
Right. You put your voice in the room, and then you focus on, you put things behind you, everything outside behind you, and you focus on what's about to happen.
There's one thing I definitely want to stress as an attendee. I'll go ahead and say it. I'm male. It's official. This is a concert for everybody. And it's not, that's my feeling is like, you know, I talked to a friend of mine, he's like, oh, is this just for women? I was like, no, it's women playing and creating and conceptualizing what you're about to see. But that's what's interesting about it, you know, because there's never been anything like this in Knoxville, as far as I know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it's open to men, women, and anybody's non-gender conform, anybody. And also young people, too. And I remember last year, one of the members of Ensemble Swing Time made a comment about how important it is for men to be in positions where women are leading so they can experience that. Because Deidre is like the only woman big band leader. And that, you know, that to me, big bands are like a jazz cymbal, right? And one of the larger ensembles that people could be a part of. And you don't really find many women leading big bands of men. And so I think it's important for men to experience women's leadership and to see it and to participate in it. So every once in a while we have one husband or one male friend that's in the group that's playing on one instrument, and they usually love it. They love being that yeah. one, you know, because where do they go where it's like that? They love that. They love being that one. I don't know if they like the attention or like, or they feel something about it, but they like being that one. It's good to mix it up.
And so Saturday, you are at Knoxville Center Mall, Women in Jazz Jam Festival. We'll be there all day long. Just search Women in Jazz Jam Festival 2019 for the full schedule. It's lots of parking, obviously.
The mall is like an indoor park. It's like an indoor park. You got places to walk. You can take a break and go walk around the mall. They got the kiddie. They still have like the kiddie playground in there. They can go climb and roll or whatever. Let them enjoy. Even the young children, let them see the other young people playing on stage.
I'm going to grab me one of those big old pretzels that, you know, with jalapenos in it. And just come on in.
Come on in. And yeah, because the mall. And the other thing, too, someone asked me, well, are you going to have food vendors? I'm like, why is it in the mall? Support the vendors in the mall.
Oh, yeah. So
buy a prom dress while you're there. Buy a wedding dress. You know, take a break like in between the bands. Go across the hall and buy you a wedding dress. I mean, and have some food in the food court and I don't know, buy a new CD, a new cell phone cover. I don't know. But anyway, it's the mall.
Maybe I'll rent a tux and then come down just waltz into that place with my tux and my pretzel.
Yeah. I think you should do that.
And new sunglasses, maybe. I don't know.
Walk right up to the stage with it.
All right. Okay. I'll see you there.
Okay.
Faith Harris, Kelly Jolly, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Coming up next here on Improvisations, one of the women that will be coming into town from Washington, D.C. This is Amy K. Bormet with Amy Anna.